If you will just shut up, I can explain. A man answers questions from women. Recently, I started spinning with my wife. No, you pervert, spinning is a kind of exercise. You go into an enclosed space with other people and mount stationary bicycles and pedal furiously to oldies music until the atmosphere is 93% BO fumes and you feel as if shrews are gnawing your lungs. But you cannot stop because a spinning instructor with mutant pedaling powers is hectoring you to pedal faster until the end of the song, after which another song starts and you must pedal more. This is when you discover how long certain songs really are. Paradise by the Dashboard Light, for example, is longer than Dental School. I am the only man in the spinning class. The rest of the spinners are women, including the instructor, a terrifyingly fit personal trainer named Erica, who could defeat you in hand-to-hand combat using only her earlobes. If we ever decide to get serious about forcing captured terrorists to talk, she is the person to do it. Erica would say, "Now we're going to pedal to this," and the terrorist would say, "Not American Pie, please waterboard me." Anyway, when the spinning class is over, the women often talk, and as you might expect, the topic they discuss most often is the technical features of their cell phones. Seriously, their favorite topic is relationships, defined as what is wrong with men. I have been a man for my entire adult life, and I have spent much time in male-only groups, and I can state for a fact that women think men are a lot more interesting as a conversation topic than men think women are. Sure, men will talk about women, but generally these conversations are brief and factual. First man, did you see that? Second man, yeah. First man, whoa. Second man, yeah. First man, so how do you like your new phone? Sometimes, if a man is in a relationship and he's talking with a really close male friend, the conversation will get a little deeper. First man, Tracy's really pissed off at me. Second man, why? First man, I don't know. Second man, that sucks. First man, yeah. Second man, so how do you like your new phone? But this kind of probing, soul-bearing discussion about women is rare for men. Whereas women, including women who hardly know each other, can talk for hours about men without getting bored. They find us fascinating and mysterious. They want to understand us. This is baffling, because men are not complicated and generally state their views clearly when asked, especially if you compare them to women. Take gifts. If you ask a mother what...